My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, could this be it between Davin and his scammer Jane? Listen and enjoy.
They only kill and got from the politician?
From politicians, I guess.
Okay, I'm not really sure.
But we know that scammers have funnel back.
Yeah, they do fund Boko Haram.
But this one isn't.
She doesn't seem to know.
This one's going to funnel back to iTunes.
Yeah.
What I read was from the FBI or CIA. You think Nigerian politicians are giving them money? She goes, I won't talk to you about this again. I go, why? I haven't heard anything. March 27th, I go, so I guess this is done.
Oh, no. No.
Now, who wrote that? How are you?
I did. I hadn't heard from her in days.
Gotcha.
So I guess this is done because she doesn't want to talk about Boko Haram.
She hasn't responded. We just stopped mid-conversation.
Yeah. Well, wait.
Haven't heard from her in days?
Yeah. She all of a sudden, like 6 days later, like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, what? Yeah, out of nowhere?
Yeah.
And no, like, I don't want to talk about this. Where's your car? I'm just cutting to the chase. Man, that's brutal. I'm so sorry. Your beloved is really acting badly. Yes, she is.
Well, can't we get back to the good old days when she would just come on my picture?
Yeah, I know.
Those were good times.
Does she want to come on your head, too?
Yeah, oh, my head, my picture, you know.
Yeah.
Just a little headshot to get her going.
She just wanted to, like, do it all over the place.
I like that. I like a girl who is willing to release.
Yeah. She has a thing for Polaroid.
But this has certainly taken a turn.
It has taken a turn for the worst.
I like the fact that she had the balls to ask for my bank account.
That...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to picture being not you. And,
what do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, I'm just saying that, I mean, obviously you're talking to her with full knowledge that she's a scammer and that she's not really your girlfriend and she's not trying to solve any of your financial problems. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry to lay out the truth
How
for you.
How dare you, you wicked wench.
I know. I'm sorry to, like, bitch slap you with the truth like that. But, I mean, if it was somebody who didn't know all these things and all of a sudden the conversation goes from... hey, how's it going with your car? Give me everything. Let me get into your accounts. What would make somebody think that that was a reasonable enough conversation that they would actually play along and do that?
Conversation?
Did you hear? Conversation? Did you hear the segue into that?
Yeah.
I want to die first. Give me your account number. there's no wine, dying, sexy
no.
birds. I mean, I was right into it.
Well, Joe, in her defense, there's no reason for the money to go to waste. It didn't harm anybody.
That's what you know. What if you looked at it that way? That's more reasonable.
I mean, she's like, I want to die first, but give me your money first because I want to die happy. I want to die wealthy.
I feel your money be best served if it died with me.
Yes.
Yes.
Give me all the toys. I think that she was doing better with trying to woo you before, and your bullshit is just wearing her down.
As my bullshit often does.
Yeah.
In these scenarios, I have a limited lifespan with these people, although a lifespan greater than I should for the amount of hoops I make them jump.
Well.
Yeah, really.
You know, it's like it's one thing if you're just like. Going along and trying to have a normal relationship with them, but like Joe likes to say, you're a federal case.
Yeah.
And I think that it's funny to watch the level of not that she's good at the wooing or actually, you know, having a normal conversation. No, not at all. But it's not that she's good at it, but the level of discourse is just going downhill precipitously. I think that was me.
No.
Sorry. I binged. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Could be me.
All right. So, I mean, was it good?
Yeah, it was a good one.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, it was good. And also, I think that you two had a falling out probably about a year ago, and it looked like that was the end, but it came back again. So let's see if she comes back. Be very interesting to see.
Well, I mean, fake Davin's hard is hard to quit. What were you what are you doing, Pip?
Slap.
Oh, God. Enough. It's like the same thing over and over again.
I liked it. Well, yeah. But I mean, that fits the conversation, because that doesn't.
How about this?
You know, that's just a boop on the nose.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're doing over there. Fucking animal. So it looks like we're having another rough spot. That's the problem with fake Dav. He doesn't really have very many healthy relationships.
No, I haven't seen that happen yet.
What do you mean very many? They're all horrible.
How dare you, sir?
Oh, man.
I don't know if fake Davin's ever actually successfully completed a divorce.
Yeah.
You mean all the way to divorce?
Yeah, I don't think any of these women have ever been with fake whatever they are have been with me to a divorce.
No, well, they haven't been through the honeymoon.
Not yet.
No.
So what, is this my third internet girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait.
I think there wasn't one
brief one?
I mean,
like super brief? I'm trying to remember.
There's Flory.
Let me ask you a question. Would you consider Mavis to be number four?
No, because we were never romantic. That was yours.
All right.
Yeah. No, so it's Flory, obviously.
No, like
Belinda.
I've dealt with other scammers.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about relationships.
Girlfriends. Yeah. No, it was Flory, Belinda, and Jane so far.
So, right. So far, where do we rank them? I think we all agree Belinda's number one.
Absolutely.
Then who's next, Flory or Jane?
Jane.
Oh, that'd be Jane, and then Flory. Flory was stupid, didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah, I think I like Flory better, though. I thought more entertainer value.
Flory was more human, you know, or more...
Well, as we found out by calling her up in the middle of the night and waking her up, Joe.
that's true.
Yeah, but no.
I forgot about that.
But at a certain point, Flory also broke down because Davin got shot on the air, and she didn't. She stepped right over his body and said, "Now, where's the money?"
But again, I was able to rekindle off of that too.
I know. After she thought you were dead, she still tried to get in touch with you.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.